Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Berean. I am your host, Nathaniel Fritz. And wow, it has been a long, long time since I have recorded an episode for this podcast. And I want to say it has been a very busy year. I've kind of gone dark on recording episodes just because I've had so much. There's been so much that's been happening this year. So much in my life, so much regarding school and friends and relationships. It's just been one thing after another after another. And so I haven't really been on my podcast. So I felt like with this, what I'm starting is season 3 of the Berean podcast, revamping the whole idea and concept of this podcast. I mean, it's still going to be the same. It's still going to be Bible focused. It's still going to be talking about Jesus and talking about different concepts of scripture and theology and end times and even Christian filmmaking. And because that's what I'm wanting to do. That's what I told you guys in my last podcast, that God has called me out here to Virginia Beach, Virginia, to do film, be a film student. And now I'm also a minor in theater. So this has just been a crazy, crazy, crazy year. And I just wanted to get started with this episode by saying thank you all for listening to this podcast, wherever you're hearing podcasts, whether from on Spotify or other platforms. That this is, just wanted to say thank you so much. I have gone back and looked at like the numbers at like of people listening to this podcast, and I'm just in awe of how many people I have seen looking at my podcast and listening to it. So I just want to give a great shout out and thank you all to those that have been. So, yeah, so let's get started. For one, I have revamped the title. It is no longer just The Berean. It is called The Berean, a Remnant Podcast. And let me clarify on why I decided to change the name. Because I feel like as a person that is really in their heart dedicated to Jesus, that I can no longer just call myself merely a Christian. And because Christianity has been slowly being changed itself into something that is becoming more worldly, like you got the majority of the church that they're hurting the name of Jesus while still pretending that they love Jesus, and then you got myself and so few others compared to people that actually call themselves Christians that just say, we want to actually see change in the world. We want to see Jesus return. We want to be holy and prepared in our hearts. We want to have a relationship with God. While the rest of this, rest of the body of Christ is instead saying, we want Jesus as long as he is good in our lives, as long as he's giving us stuff, as long as our lives are going good, and as long as we're not receiving persecution. Now, of course, that day will change. That day will come and end where the church is finally the church, a fully ready bride, holy and pleasing before God, as we turn closer towards the days, as we turn a new corner towards the days leading to Christ's return, hopefully within our lives. But if not, we are preparing the next generation and the next generation and the next generation. That's what I care about. But that's why I am calling this the Remnant Podcast, to differentiate between the church as a mainstream denomination, mainstream religion. Because I am not a man of religion, I'm a man of relationship to Jesus. You might call it still a man of religion, that is fine, but I just want to really redefine what makes me different than the mainstream idea of Christianity. I believe in Father God as Father. I believe that he sent Jesus, his one and only Son, who is also God. He is not separate. There's not three and one, but it's three as one. That is a very long and arduous concept. But anyway, Jesus came to this earth as a man in flesh, as a man in spirit. He is both flesh, man. He is both spirit God. He is still ruling and reigning as superior, but he still came to earth as a human man. There is no differentiation. That is clearly stretched out in scripture. Even it says that the demons, if the demons do not acknowledge that Jesus Christ is fully flesh, it is false. It's false teaching. If a person does not, because even the demons know this, but they do not acknowledge it. So I am going through concepts really quickly, guys, so bear with me. Guys already have bared with me through so much, and I really hope that this is more clear and concise concept versus my other conversations before in my other podcast. So I hope as this going forward that this will just become more clear, speak clear to you guys. So anyway, that Jesus came, he died on the cross, rose again 3 days later as a man. He was still fully God, still fully man. He has not left his physical humanity behind. Even when he went to heaven, he was still fully, he is still fully man, and he's standing at the right hand of the Father, preparing the earth for to receive his spirit. And the disciples go back to Jerusalem to receive the Holy Spirit that has not died away. It did not die out with the apostles. It is still continuing on. We still have the Holy Spirit. He ministers to us. He instructs us what to do. He also gives us clarity and understanding the Word of God. So, yeah. And then, of course, Jesus returns. Jesus is going to return someday. Not at the end of the 1,000 years, but before the 1,000 years starts. And there is going to be a time of great tribulation, of great wrath against the... There's going to be wrath from hell as they hate Christianity. There is going to be wrath from heaven against non-Christians. The Christians are not touched. I fully believe that the majority of the church is going to be here during that time. Some might be raptured, like Elijah was and Enoch was. But once again, only a few are going to be raptured, but for specific reasons. Don't know why. But I will try to address that in a later episode. Maybe the next episode, I will talk about my theories on actually a potential pre-tribulation rapture, but only for a minority of the church, not the entire church. So, yeah, this is the introduction to this new season, season 3. I am so excited, guys, to get started discussing and seeing where this all goes, and I hope you guys enjoy this too. Have a good day. Bye.